Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson, bringing you the latest news and interviews from Brayhead Clan Ice Hockey Club. Before I begin, I want to thank Craig Simpson for filling in for me in the previous edition. It was great to hear from Ryan Finnerty and Nathan McKeever. Anyway, back to business. As the summer begins to wind down, we've only got two spots left to fill on the roster. Hard to believe it's only 2 weeks before Brayhead Clan take to the ice for pre-season against Sheffield Steelers, isn't it? But as you all know, head coach Ryan Finnerty returned to the UK earlier this week, and it so happened it coincided with the news of Clan's newest signing, Chris Bruton. The 28-year-old arrives in Scotland with 200 appearances to his name in the AHL after spending last season with Grand Rapids Griffins. He's the Clan's 19th signing of the summer, and he joins me now. Hi Chris, welcome to Clan Radio. Now that you've agreed to come to Brayhead Clan, how pleased are you to have settled things from your point of view?
Yeah, I really am. I at the end of my career in North America here, I was kind of losing the love for the game because I wasn't playing much, and it was just kind of been through some injuries, and then coach called me up there, and he really told me about the opportunity and how great the team was and the city and how much they support the team. And I really started to get the butterflies again to play the game. And then everything kind of worked out well, and I was excited about the Masters program as well and then going out into the Champions League. And it all kind of came as a perfect storm to where I just couldn't say no, and I couldn't be more excited to come and head on over.
Yeah, the Masters program, that was mentioned when I spoke with the coach, Ryan Finnerty, the other day. Tell us a bit more about what you'll be doing.
Well, I'm hoping to do finance and accounting. I have a business degree, and I did that in 3 years, so I'm a pretty disciplined individual, and now I'm really hoping to get a master's, obviously, from that school. And what's intriguing me is the business sector of it, and finance and accounting seems to be the one that's coming to me.
Now, as I said, I spoke with head coach Ryan Finnerty. He told us he had a role in mind for you as something of a power forward. It was something that you didn't get to do much in the AHL. So how much did that appeal to you?
Yeah, I mean, my numbers in Spokane were pretty good, especially my last year. I was almost a point a game, and I can play that game. You know, I can put up some numbers and make some pretty good plays. And then what I do is I do have a power forward presence. So I like to get in the dirty areas in front of the net. I like to be physical. And kind of play a grittier game. So in the American League, unfortunately, it was more of a fourth line, a lot of fighting and playing 6-7 minutes a night. But as Ryan's been saying, he needs me to come in and kind of be a offensive power forward, and that's what really got me excited.
Now, as you'll know, Clan are set to play in the Champions Hockey League, a European competition, after finishing second in the Elite League last year. From a North American point of view, how much of an attraction is that for players to play in?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we hear about the Swedish teams and the German teams and how good they are. And we have buddies that go over those leagues. And now to have the opportunity to go in and get to play right away, I think it's a huge, benefit for me to get over there. Not to mention just the experience of being able to travel into Sweden and those other countries. I mean, it's such a great experience and opportunity that, I'm very pleased and excited to be a part of it.
Now, your career has been all stateside so far. So what expectations do you have of the UK Elite League and Brayhead Clan, if any?
Well, I've heard great things about the league, and it's getting better and better every year. And I know a bunch of the players. I've been around the game long enough where it's kind of like an old boys club. We all know each other. So I've heard a lot of the names in the league, and these are really good players that have been drafted in the NHL or have really made their mark over there. And as for the Brayhead Clan, I've heard it's a rockin' building. The fans support it like crazy. They obviously were great last year, and I'm just really hoping to duplicate and fit right in and be part of a championship team.
Now, I always hear from new players coming that when they do the research into where they're going, what sort of information did you look at before agreeing to sign?
How many bars were closest to the arena? No, I'm just kidding. No, I heard great things about, a lot of the teams, but I was very interested in a one-year master's program, and it was offered there. I also wanted to go to a team that was going to be competitive because nothing's better than winning and being with a group of guys that do care about that. So after talking to, the coaching staff and some of the players, I could just really get a feel that there was a culture of winning and having fun and the community supported. And I've never been to Scotland, so I told myself, what a great opportunity to go somewhere I've never been and meet some wonderful people and just be a part of the community.
Now, looking at your career, you've been a captain and an alternate captain at various different clubs. So leadership, if you excuse the obvious point, is one of your strengths. What sort of leader are you? Are you one of these shouters and ballers, or are you the sort of guy that likes to speak to players on a one-on-one basis, try and impart some knowledge to them?
Well, I think that I just try to, I mean, I don't know these guys. These guys have a chemistry together as well. So I'm just going to come in there and try to fit and be myself. I like to work hard. I'm definitely a vocal guy at times, but I really just think that you need to be a pro, and if you're that kind of guy, your character and your integrity just pours out from the game and how you are, and then if that speaks leadership, then I feel very grateful that people see that, and I've just done that throughout my career. So I'm just going to go there and bring my pro game and be the best teammate I can be, and go from there.
Now, the season is just a number of weeks away. Now, you've had your break and you've been busy working at your own hockey camp you were telling me about. So, are you psyched for the new season?
Yeah, it's coming a little quicker than I would have expected, because I didn't finish playing hockey till mid-June. So, I've only been off for about 2 months, and now I'm running a hockey camp I own for 3 weeks, and then I'll be hopping on a plane right when it ends and coming on over. So, it's all coming really quick, but I'm getting a lot of ice out here, training hard. I'm getting excited, and I should be ready to go.
Now, is there any pressure on new players to hit the ground running when they come to a new team, especially someone like yourself that's arriving kind of late on?
I think that the expectation, is that I fall in line and I fit in with all the guys. There's no one bigger than the team, so obviously I'm going to do as much as I can to play as best as I can, but I understand if some other players feel like, or the coaching staff feels that they're a little bit ahead, that it's going to be a competition for ice time and stuff like that. I have no false establishment that I'm just going to come in there and walk all over the team or all over the league and be the best player. I mean, I know I have to do my work and fit into the systems and the team, and that's all I'm focused on right now.
So finally, what can the Purple Army, those faithful Clan fans, what can they expect from you on and off the ice this season?
Well, I love to play a physical brand of hockey. I love to be intense and gritty. I'm going to work as hard as I can every night. And most of all, I'm just going to do whatever it takes to help the team win. And off the ice, I'm hoping to just enjoy the sights, go to school, meet people, and just see what Scotland's all about. So I'm extremely excited.
And that's Chris Bruton, Brayhead Clan's new signing, talking to me about his move for Clan Radio. Just before I go, tickets for the CHL games against Vectio Lakers and Ingolstadt are now on general sale from via Ticketmaster or by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can get them directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. Get them now while you can, or if you're listening to this later, then I hope you got your tickets okay. That's about it for this edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Keep up to date with the latest news on the Clan on the website at brayheadclan.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. You can download Clan Radio to your mobile device by subscribing on iTunes. Thanks again to Chris Bruton for talking to us, and of course to you for listening. I'll be back with another audio very soon. Will I be back soon? You'll just have to wait and see. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.